Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us is Ken Lovett. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, writes the Monday column. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, let's start with the big news. Of course, Hillary Clinton announcing she's going to run for president in a video released yesterday, and a number of endorsements came right away, including New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, but not New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, and big to-do over this in the tabloids this morning.
Yeah, it was a bit surprising, given that Bill de Blasio headed up Hillary Clinton's U.S. Senate campaign. He was her campaign manager back in 2000. He said basically he wants to see what her vision is, what her actual vision is, that she's qualified, but wants to make sure she's right on the progressive issues.
And from that to poll push versus anti-vaxxers, this is an exclusive by Ken Lovett. What's this story, Ken?
Well, that story is Senator Mike Gianaris and Assemblywoman Arabella Samotas are going to introduce a bill today that would require anyone who doesn't want to vaccinate their kids, immunize their kids, to get a affidavit from a doctor saying they've been counseled on the health risks of such decisions. It's been a controversial movement to not have kids vaccinated. Some people believe that it would hurt their health. Others, obviously, a lot more people say it prevents diseases like measles and mumps.
Well, what's your sense of the chances of this passing?
I think it's got a good chance, but it's still early. The thing's going to be introduced today.
How about Zephyr Teachout? There's that name again. Says no to state tests.
No to state tests. Zephyr Teachout made a robocall last night, probably around 6:30, 7 o'clock. People across the state probably had their phones ring, and it was either Karen McGee, the head of the teachers union, or Zephyr Teachout, the Fordham University law professor who took on Governor Cuomo last year in the Democratic gubernatorial primary. She is basically urging people, saying you have a constitutional right to opt out of the controversial Common Core tests that start this week, and told people where to go to find out information about it.
Well, finally, what's this stadium cash slash I see you have an article on?
Yeah, the governor is going to announce today his vetoes from the state budget. Even though there's a budget agreement, he has a line item veto power. He went through. He found that an old pork project that had been appropriated for SUNY Stony Brook, $22.2 million, the purpose of what it was for got changed, and rather than go for what it was originally for, it would now go to fund upgrades at a stadium that's actually named after a sitting state senator. So the governor said, hey, I said you can have old projects, not new ones, so he's going to end up vetoing it today.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. You can go to nydailynews.com for more. Ken, as always, thank you.
Anytime. Be well.